Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the NJGHS. Oh, she's back! I haven't had the screaming demon in a long time, thank you.
That's not what I heard.
And Brian's here, our tech guru and producer of the show. Hi, Brian.
Hello, the non-screaming person.
The non-screaming one, yes. So, I gotta say, I'm looking forward. I see Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween did very well.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, admittedly, but it looks like another slasher, crasher, smasher. Blood, guts, and gore, you know, but what the hell. So, but it did very well at the box office. Have you had any movies to recant or tell?
Not a one.
Well, we're heading into the season.
Well, it's because the theaters around me suck.
Oh, bummer. I have that whole big theater, like five, I don't know if there's 10 or 12 of them down there.
No. The number of theaters isn't the problem. It's the seats. I mean, I
just don't like the goo gross factor. You know, like you go into some of them, I'm like, man, I will never. I saw this on Oprah years ago when they were doing like rubbing movie theater seats with swabs and taking a sample of it and putting it under a microscope, and they were showing there were fecal remnants, urine remnants, vomit remnants, bacteria, all kinds of stuff that's growing on those seats. And the one thing the toxicologist guy warned about, he said, ladies, if you have skirts on, don't go to the movie theater. If your skirt isn't long enough to cover your legs, don't wear shorts. He's like, people just always wear pants or something that keep you covered so you don't have contact with that filth. And to this day, I'm like, I don't care if it's 100 out, I'm still going to run in, put my sneakers and socks on, and protect my feet because those floors are gross. I don't even want to be in an open-toe shoe walking on that filth. And I certainly won't expose my skin, knowing what I saw on the show. So, anyway. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Some of them, like the newer ones that they just built, the AMC in Rockaway is awesome, but it's brand new. So you give it another year, it'll be pretty gooey and gross. You know?
Well, do they have like the full stadium seating in there?
Yes.
See, that's what I miss.
That's really nice. They've got the excellent sound. Yeah, the seats rocked back. And my son, who has a terrible back problem, especially with being on the taller side, you know, he gets a hard time in a lot of movie theaters. But that stadium seating is a blessing. He can actually stretch his legs out, not hurt his back, and enjoy the whole movie.
That's what they don't have out here.
Really?
If they would build one, they'd kill everyone else.
I wish they'd build a Trader Joe's out where I live. I went on Trader Joe's website today and sent them an email, you know, location request. I'm like, please. They're putting in all these strip malls out here in Hackettstown and Mansfield. You would think, out of all the strip malls they're building, one of them could encase a Trader Joe's. You know, those people wouldn't have to do with themselves out there. I mean, they're at the mercy of Weiss and ShopRite. But you get a Trader's in there where you can get that really good coffee and all the good brie and all the good frozen foods where you can put a meal to the table that was basically frozen, so it was heat and eat, and it looks like you killed yourself, you know. So there's my infomercial for the day. Trader Joe's rocks, yeah. And especially if you get the Trader Joe's where they have their liquor license and you get the two-buck chuck, as they call it out in California, the wine, you know.
Okay.
But Westfield has a Trader Joe's. And they were the ones, probably the only one that I know of in the state of New Jersey that got its liquor license. So, and they don't carry I didn't know until I was out in California that the Trader Joe's, where they originated in California. And Trader Joe's even has its own brand of the hard liquors. And they carry all the hard liquors in the Trader Joe's out there. The one here in Westfield only has wine and some beers.
Right.
But still, you could go in and get like a Pinot Grigio for $4.99, and it's good. You know, $5 bottle of wine, you pick up a loaf of bread there and some brie, and you have all this frozen food. You put this meal out, it looks like you killed yourself and spent a fortune, and you've paid supermarket prices, you know. Anyway,
okay.
So, not that that's anything paranormal, but people, and ladies, you know what, it's like you can't just get the guy by being a ghost hunter. You have to know your way around a stove somewhat. And if you really don't want to invest too much time or dime in Rachel Ray and Martha Stewart, just go to Trader Joe's. Peruse that frozen case, and let me tell you, you throw together a nice meal, he'll think you killed yourself, and there you go. So if you're out for your MRS degree, that's one way to do it. Okay, so let's move along to our lovely meeting announcements. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. So if you're curious, if you're fence-sitting, like, gosh, do I ever want to join the NJGHS? Do I really want to associate with these weird people? Go to one of our meetings and decide then and there. I'd prefer you decide not to do it after you've paid your $20, but hey, that's just me. Anyway, first meeting up at bat, September 18th, the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico in Hackettstown, which is lovely Warren County, New Jersey. This is in the Community Center in the Blue Room, located at 293 Main Street. Next, we have the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann in Bogota at the Bogota Recreation Center on September 27th, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And then on October 3rd, we have the Central Jersey Division, which is headed up by Gregory and Sherry Irish. That's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road, Hazlitt. Now, don't forget to check out the presentations page of the NJGHS website. You'll be able to see where I'll be presenting Paranormal Investigating, Capturing Ghost Pictures and Voices presentations this whole Halloween season. I've got about six of them booked. They are all listed there on the presentation page. So if one of them is in your backyard, stop in. The presentation is free. It's at the library, whatever. And come up and say hello when you're done. If you'd like to have me present to your group, or you have like Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, something like that, you know, shoot me an email at laurah@njghs.net, or you can always leave a message on our e-voice line, which is 908-325-0140. Again, all this information is on the presentation page of the njghs.net website. So I would love to get more bookings. I'm now fully equipped with a TomTom GPS. Yeah! So I can make my way around the state and all. And I even said it to this lovely male James Bond English voice. It's wonderful. He's like, at 300 feet, bear right, enter the motorway. I'm like, oh, the motorway! Oh my god! So cute. Anyway, so how are you, Brian?
Ready to puke.
Nah. So... Oh, so I see Ghostman and Demon Hunter are going to be at the Troy Taylor Ghost Conference, the American Ghost Society Ghost Conference. It's going to be next, I think it's next June 2008. And I did put the link and the banner for Troy's conference on the news page. So if you click on the NJGHS page where it says NJGHS home for the homepage, if you click on that, it drops down a menu and you'll see Ghost News. And you click on Ghost News and there you'll see the banner linking to Troy's event next June, which I'm actually beginning to toy with the idea of, like, could I afford it? Could I cut the time? Should I go out there? I want to say, like, Decatur, Illinois. You know, like out that way. It's in Troyville, you know, wherever, you know, and I know most of his stuff takes place in Decatur.
I don't know. Could you just stand being an attendee?
I would revel in it. The one time I went and attended a certain conference of an individual who shall remain nameless, I really enjoyed it because it was the first time I actually sat as an attendee and got to hear, and all the people presenting for all people that are already presented at my conference, the New Jersey Ghost Conference. But I was always busy behind the scenes, running around, coordinating, and all the logistics. So to sit there, it's amazing. You get to learn a lot. You get to take in everything. So, I don't know. Hopefully my book would be done. Would you stop? So maybe I could go out there, even though I wouldn't be hawking it. I would just go out there for the sake of the conference and getting to see these people. Anyway, so that's what started all this. I noticed, too, that on Troy's site, on the page promoting his conference, that Ghostly Talk will be there, and Ghostman and Demon Hunter, aka Sean Nathan, will be there. And they're pretty cool dudes. I like them.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people, you know, in the whole paranormal field, I have to say, I can get along with. Yeah. You know, it's not like when you go to work, you know, where you're like, God, you know, you can't wait to get out of there, or there's, you know. But this field is pretty good.
Yeah, no, it'd be kind of weird. Like the same thing. It'd be weird for me to go to a conference and not be working. Everyone I've been to, I'm always working.
Exactly. I would really like to go to it. I'm going to see if I'm going to run some numbers, see how much it costs to register. He's not even opening up taking registrations, from what I gathered, till January of 2008. So I'll have to see what the registration price is going to be, and then how much is it going to be to fly out, how much would it be for hotels. And if you want to go, then we can split. You know, we only need our airfare, and we can at least split the hoteling, you know. You don't snore, do you? What am I saying? I think every guy snores. I think once they hit puberty, it's like, oh, now I have to snore, you know. But Do you?
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, then we have to have separate. I thought we could camp out and save some money, but.
Oh, hell no. I want my own room. Hey, you know what? I might get some action. You know, I want my own room.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure there's a ton out in the Middle West.
The Middle West.
Of nothingness, USA, but.
No, Decatur, Illinois is pretty big.
Is it?
Yes.
You been there?
I've been around it. Well, I haven't actually been in
Decatur. I've been to Chicago, Illinois. That's it.
No, I mean, it used to be pretty much, nothingness all around Chicago, but in the last...
How far is Decatur in relation to Chicago? Like, would I fly into Chicago and rent a car and drive a couple feet? Or
I'm not sure if you fly into Chicago or you'd fly in the Midway. It's one of the two.
Or they have their own airport for Decatur? Or?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. You mean you don't walk around with an OAG in your head? Or
no. I could go look at my new GPS.
That's right. You got a new one?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
It's a Magellan.
Oh, excuse me.
A Magellan.
Why did you need a new one? Your other one was fine.
No. They had no more updates to it. And it's been getting slower and slower, like, to boot up. And so I was finally like, you know what? It's time to get a new one. This one is Bluetooth enabled.
Ew.
So I can pair it up with my cell phone. So I can leave my cell phone on my console. The person's name and stuff will pop up, and I can hit the button and talk through the GPS to my cell phone.
Nice. Hands-free. Which, you know what, in California, it's not against the law. You see everybody talking on their cell phones and driving. And my friend kept doing it, and I'm like, aren't you going to get in trouble? He's like, well, for what? I'm like, you're driving, you're supposed to be paying attention to what you're doing, and isn't it against the law? And he's like, nope, not in California. I'm like,
but I believe it's against the law to put stuff on your windshield in California.
Oh, really?
So, like, you couldn't put your GPS on your windshield.
Weird.
You have to hook it to, like, your vent.
Oh, wow. Oh, well. It's a strange breed out there, but nice nonetheless. But yeah, wow, that's really cool. It's very cool. So, we should run some numbers when Troy figures out what it's going to cost to go to it.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, airfare up there isn't too bad. You can probably get a round trip for like $250.
Oh, I could do that
if you do it.
But then you figure you get out there, you're going to have to rent a car. That's what we could share. We could share the car rental. That would save some money. You know, and I usually have a lot of coupons through the entertainment.
Or hell,
book.
Just drive.
No.
There's the train too.
I like flying. I like to just get on and get where I'm going and call it a day and,
That depends on how many people go. We could all kick in for a rental.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice to get a break and actually be an attendee. So, anyway, I do have the link. Like I said, it's on the Ghost News page of our site for Troy's conference there and the American Ghost Society conference next June 2008. Also, this October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Parsippany Hilton in Parsippany, New Jersey is the Chiller Theater Conference, which I am going on Saturday the 6th, taking my kids with me, hoping to meet Elvira. And trying to think. We don't have anybody else doing anything else in October, unless we get any announcements for shows or doing different things. But that's it for now. So, and you can all check that out at chillertheater.com, and they spell theater, so it's T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Okay. Théâtre.
The thespian way.
Yes, the Chiller Theatre. So, check all that out, and happy haunting. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007. The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and a big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late-night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Hey, welcome back. We have a movie review from our favorite movie reviewer at the Cauldron there, Dina Chirico. Now, of course, this movie has long since been out, and now it's available for rental. It's definitely, she said, to rent this. It is The Number 23 with Jim Carrey. Okay, and here's the review. Walter Sparrow, played by Jim Carrey, stars as a friendly dog catcher who becomes obsessed with a novel that he believes was written about him. The more he reads, more similarities arise. A murder, mystery engulfed in numerology, this story consumes Walter to the point that he doesn't know what is real anymore. He tries to seek out the truth by doing research, trying to find the author, the publisher, and all the people the number 23 consume and spit out along the way. When he comes to the point that this novel was written about him, his wife and son get involved to help him solve the mystery and to save himself. The script was well written, and although some acting fell flat, the story and the characters grabbed you and kept the suspense up until the final twist. Although the psychological drama did not receive stellar reviews, I thought it was a fantastic version of how numbers can disrupt and distort your thinking. It can be a wonderful hobby or serious study, but one needs to learn when just to step back and find other ways to explain life. Dina Chirico, our friendly movie correspondent. Thank you very much, Dina. Have you ever studied numerology, Brian?
Never.
Do you know what it's about?
Sort of.
Ology. Logos, the mind, the study of, is basically what ology, the suffix, refers to. So ology, numerology, is the study of numbers. And there's, I know, like, I learned the basics, the very basics, actually, in a beat-up Nissan while driving over the Washington Bridge with Planet Janet, who was driving, and we were on our way to a gig in the city. And we get into conversation, and she says, oh, why'd you bring your cards? Because I was Laura Ora that night working this investment bank party with her, Planet Janet. And I said, well, I always read my tarot cards. They're the inner child cards. And she goes, oh, no, we're not allowed any tools tonight. It's just going to be on-the-fly readings. She goes, you know your astrology, which I do. She said that, and she goes, you know your basic numerology, right? I'm like, no. You know? So get this, ladies and gentlemen. I get a crash course. Literally, because she's a Gemini, and she's, like, talking and drinking and telling me all this stuff while she's driving all over like a madwoman, you know, cutting people off and, oh, God. So anyway, we're going over the Washington Bridge, and she starts telling me all about numerology and how I'm going to have a crash course in it, because I'm going to be able to do readings this night. Because you can't just walk up to someone and say, so what's your birthday? I mean, you can, and they'll give you that, and you can do, like, their astrological bio profile. But what she also needed from me was to do the run the numbers of their birthday to really start to give some kind of transitory information. Okay, so she tells me, number one, she goes, one is for beginning, newness, brand new, starting over. Number two, balance issues, okay, keeping two, you know, things in balance. Number three, she goes, that's going to be your trinity or, you know, the Holy Trinity type thing. She goes, things coming in threes, you know, some karmic lessons, what have you. Number four, major balance issues because it's the square of two, okay? She's like, but it also can mean laying a foundation, like four cornerstones. Number five, is the number of humanitarian always wanting to, like, you know, do for others and, like, maybe be a, one of those Greenpeace people or what have you. But you're one of those people who's very humanitarian-driven. Number six is the number of improving upon oneself. So if you're someone, like, if your birthday works out to a six vibration, it really means this is a lifetime where you decide you're going to do a lot of work in terms of working on yourself, building your body, changing plans. Sometimes it works out within the year, the way the numbers of the year coincide with the numbers of your birthday. It's a good year for you to start a new diet regime, what have you. Number seven, major spirit number. Okay, that's a very, people who have a lot of seven or a seven energy are usually very spiritual, you know, stuff like that. Eight is your money number. It's just, she's like, if someone shows up, and usually you'll see this in the beginning of May birthday people, especially May 5th, she told me, May 5th is like the money day to be born on. Most people who are born on May 5th are usually like silver spoon in the mouth kind of birth. And through their whole life, it's always money and wealth just comes to them. But eight is the number of prosperity. Nine is your power number. Okay, so that's just like, it's just an intensity. And it's like whatever it's next to, it really amplifies and it's very powerful, the nine energy. Usually, if you have like a 9 year, it's a lot of shift and a lot of change taking place. It's very powerful. And of course, there's no 10 because that's a 1 and a 0 reduces back to a 1. But then you go to an 11. Now, the 11 is the only two-digit one that they don't reduce. It's called a double master number, which is 11. So the people like George Washington were a double master 11. It's usually someone who's intensely visionary, very ahead of his time, and yet, you know, has a lot of energy to bring forth to start over. And you think about George Washington was the first president. So mm-hmm. He really, you know, it's that intense level of a double master number. They don't reduce it. The only time I was told that a double master 11 could kind of drop and be reduced to a 2 is if the person was just so off the mark and not working their energy properly. Okay. So she tells me all this while we're driving over the Washington Bridge. Now we're coming down the West Side Highway. And she goes, okay. She goes, my birthday, June 19th. Tell me my numbers. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, and now, you know, I stink at math. So I'm like, all right, June 19th. So 6 plus 1 is 7. 7 plus 9, well, you reduce 1, so that would be like, what, 16, right? And then 16, so 1 and 6, you reduce it to a 7. So I said, okay, well, you're a 7 path. But you do have a lot of 9 energy, so you're intense. But it made sense because she started this whole business on her own and marketed herself as Planet Janet, and she started to grow, and she had, I was just one of the people, you know, that she could book. So I'm reading that for her, and then you have to combine the year. So like this year is 2007, so it would reduce to a 9. That's why in 2007 you're seeing the bridge collapse. You're seeing escalating costs and everything in Iraq. You're seeing a lot of major changes, gigantic Category 5 hurricanes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a terrible winter, you know, here in the Northeast, slammed with snow and all. It's 9 energy. That's intensity. That's power. So you would take that 9 energy and say, okay, now if you're a 5, and that's the humanitarian number, 5 and 9 is going to be 14. It's going to be a year where you're a person who's really trying to struggle to set down your roots and set up everything and lay the groundwork and get prepared for 2008. Now, 2008 is going to come in. Guess what? That's going to be a 1. So all the major shift in intensity that we're experiencing in 2007, in 2008, you're going to get this whole brand newness, okay? It's starting all over, rebuilding. Rebuilding may not, I even think when I was running some projections, what I was picking up was not only at some point, maybe towards the end of 2007, we're going to see even like a cataclysmic shift in the market, like housing prices just cutting in half and mm-hmm. bottoming out and, you know, there'll be like, you know, that old joke, I ran into my stockbroker, actually I broke his fall. You know, there's going to be a few more of those. But it doesn't look too good. I mean, people, if you want to sell your house, take what you can get for it now. Otherwise, you know, and because they, and plus they've written way too many mortgages for people who should not have had mm-hmm. them. It's going to be, again, it's all shift. And that means next year, people after that shift are going to be rebuilding. They're either going to be homeless. They're either going to have to be refinancing or downsizing to a trailer home or God knows what, you know.
Good for me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're someone who is waiting, like I am, I keep thinking I'm waiting until around August, September of 2008, boom, nail it. When everybody is just at their depressed state and you can walk in and what was a house, $400,000 in 2007 will be $200,000. You'd be like, deal, sold, you know. Now, don't quote me on this. I am not a financial advisor. I'm just telling you from a numerological standpoint. That's how the energies are playing out. Again, it's all to each his own. You know, again, you would have to run your birthday. A really good book, if you really want to get into like your own personal exploration of your numbers and how they vibrate from your birthday and everything, is The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. And awesome book. You'll run your birthday, and he'll give you the two-digit slash the single, what it reduces to. So like in my case, I'm a 25-7. So there you go, people. I'm not going to tell you anything else. Go get the book. Even if you just stand in Barnes & Noble, you look up 25-7. And for those of you who know me, you're going to be like, oh, my God. You know, it's frightening. I mean, the first time I was shown it, I read like a paragraph. I stopped. I'm like, I couldn't even deal with it. It was scaring the crap out of me. And it took me a good 2 years to pick up the book and really read it again. Because you have to be in that space. I mean, he hits it to where you really have to be in a space of like, I want to new and improve myself. I really want to be open to this. Because let's face it, we're all people and we're all good and bad, you know? And it's the bad parts of us seem exceedingly bad when someone puts it in print and points it out to you, you know? Like, you know damn well when you're getting ready in the morning, you're like, oh, I got that lump of fat. But you know what? Little looser shirt, who cares, you know? But if someone were to, like, lift your shirt and say, look at that lump of fat, it would be 3,000 times worse, you know? So this book is, like, intense. But if you want, find it. It's The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. And it gives you a really good... the vibrational explanation of the numbers. I just gave you the crash course, Planet Janet style. but it's interesting stuff, and it's helpful too. When you're going to buy a house, run the address. Now, in my case, this time I knew, and I was given a choice of which address. Did I want to take 3 or 7? Now, I have a lot of vibration with the number 7, and it's a very spiritual number, so I thought that would be good. But then I saw apartment 3. And it was an extra big living room because it didn't have the other stairwell. And I thought, 3 is a good number, too. It's the Trinity, and that means things coming in 3 and putting it in place. And I've been happy there. I literally, seriously have been happy. So it was the address. Now, I remember when we, before I knew all this, we had the house in Westfield, and it was 940. So it was 9 and 4, 13. Which reduced to a 4. And unfortunately, with all the water problems we had and all the bad feng shui, it was just a nightmare. And that it was always a 4 in terms of always having to rebuild, always having balance problems. As fast as you could make money on one thing, something else broke in the house and sucked it right out. And, you know, and that's another thing I can tell you about, too. If you really, once you get your house, Brian, get someone, or even I'll give you a couple books on feng shui, but there's a few simple tricks. You don't have to spend top dollar and have a feng shui expert come in, but I can give you a few books and a few pointers. It is important. Like when you're shopping for your house, the main problem we had in the house in Westfield was the front door was right when you came through the front door was the staircase to go to the second floor. Mm-hmm. Right at the top of the staircase was the bathroom where a toilet is. And in feng shui, that means the energy comes in the door, it goes up that staircase, down the toilet. And that's what this expert told me. She said, you keep losing your prosperity. You're flushing your money away. And we had to hang up like a crystal right at the top of the stairs to kind of bounce the chi energy back down the stairs, prevent it being sucked out. There were other little tricks, you know, things you can do to improve your prosperity, your health in the house, to have a happy home, depending on which way you sleep, you know. For those of you like me who have I'm an Aquarius and we are just like these frickin' antennas, so, you know, if it weren't for Lunesta, I'd never get any sleep. But the other thing is positioning your head. And I remember the one expert told me, as an Aquarius, you should always be having your head point north, northeast, in that direction, and it would cut down a lot of the receptivity when I sleep, so I could actually get a better night's sleep. And unfortunately, I didn't have much room to deal with that in my apartment, but I have Lunesta. Anyway, so there's your crash course on numerology. It's very interesting stuff. If you want, check out the book by Dan Millman. It's called The Life You Were Born to Live, and it's in paperback. It's really good. It's a good read. You should look it up. And if you guys look up 25-7, I'll know it, because you'll be able to email me and say, I didn't know you're that weird. No.
I knew it.
He knew it. Anyway, let's move along to news of the weird. Let's see. News of the weird. After a 25-year-old woman was accused of murdering her father and sister and wounding her mother in July in Sydney, Australia, authorities revealed that she had been diagnosed with a psychotic illness in 2006. However, She had been discouraged from seeking psychiatric treatment by her parents because they are, or in the father's case were, Scientologists, who, by doctrine, reject psychiatry and psychotropic drug treatment. See that? Put that in your pipe, John Travolta.
And Tom?
As Tom Cruise is really weirded out. I mean, John is into Scientology, but I don't think he shoves it down people's throats.
Yeah.
The way good old Tom does. But anyway.
You're the one who bought the GPS.
Ha ha. So temper. Raul, I don't know if he wants it Raul or Raul.
Whichever.
I would say
it's not like he's going to hear it.
Yeah. Ponce Jr., who was 20, was arrested in San Diego in April and charged with killing his teenage girlfriend by stabbing her 122 times. He was arrested later that day at his anger management class. Okay, so
how the heck do the police count that many stab wounds? I mean,
you know, dude, 122 times. It's like, it's not even, it's beyond managing your anger at that point. It's like,
talk about beating a dead horse.
You know, where's your aim? If it takes you 122 tries to off the chick, come on. All right, anyway. Reverend Robert Nichols, who for several years had been teaching anger management classes for accused criminals in Gary, Indiana, was arrested in July and charged with beating his wife. So apparently these classes are teaching you how best to channel your anger into beating of the woman in your life or stabbing her. All right? Very nice. Okay. Here's some new age rage to wonder about. An estimated 50 followers of Hira Ratan Manek live in the Atlanta area. According to an August Journal Constitution report, and regularly follow his teaching to stare directly into the sun, supposedly for energy and clarity of thought. Oh yeah. Ophthalmologists consulted by the newspaper expressed alarm, even though Manek advises to start at 10 seconds time and gradually increase to 45 minutes, and to stare only when the sun is near the horizon. Dudes, come on. I'm going to stare. There's even a song by The Offspring. As you're staring at the sun, whoa. Never heard it?
No.
Okay. Anyway. The Orient Industry Company of Tokyo each month turns out 80 life-size, anatomically correct, and finely detailed love dolls that retail for the equivalent of $850 to $5,500 each for men who would rather hang out with toys than women, according to a July Reuters dispatch. Now, the more expensive models are admirably lifelike, made of silicone, and with 35 movable joints. Reuters found one customer, Mr. Tabo, who owns at least 24 of them, each with a name, even though he claims to be seeing 5 real women on the side. Sex with human girls was better, but I hate the process of dating. Okay. In July, a tractor-trailer overturned on Walker Road in Norridgewock, Maine, and its contents of nitrogen-concentrated chicken manure spilled onto rusted cars and the rest of the property of junk dealer Richard White. Days later, there's stuff still 20 feet up a tree, he said. It was like a tsunami wave of hot chicken manure, he told the Waterville Morning Sentinel. White grumbled that the truck company was slow on cleanup, probably, he said, because his property is largely junk. They think I'm a hick and don't matter, but my life didn't smell like this before, and I hate flies.
Very good.
Yes. And that's your news of the weird. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted.
Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, author of The Ghosts of Gettysburg and many other books on historical and paranormal accounts. You're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked to identify the name of the stream where the Headless Horseman apparition occurs. It is Lakey's Creek in McLeansboro, Illinois. That is Lakey spelled L-A-K-E-Y. Apostrophe S, Lakey's Creek, McLeansboro, Illinois. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of somewhat challenging. In New Orleans, there is a property wherein the Battle of Shiloh is relived by ghostly soldiers, often around 2 a.m., just outside the house's ballroom in the hallway. The general and his troops first appear in full Confederate uniform and morph into bloody and tattered apparitions. What is the name of this property? And I'll give you a hint. It's the same name as the general. Okay. Excuse me. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the NJGHS t-shirt. Not a bad deal.
Not at all.
Right, Brian?
I have one.
Yeah. I got a whole box of them if anybody wants to buy one for $10 if you don't want to try winning it. And we also got some new books and stuff in, so there's tons of stuff that, you know, needs to get sold because I'm having to pay for all of this. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up now. It's been an extraordinary voyage.
Insightful.
Into the unknown with you all once again. So stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website, and don't forget to sign up for our Yahoo group so you get the latest and greatest info. Keep an eye on our cemetery hunt schedule, which I think is pretty much done at this point. And we'll probably be moving things back indoors. And as soon as I get the party put together, that'll probably be sometime in November, I'll announce that on the site, and I'll send out a Yahoo blast as well.
Why did we hit 500?
We haven't hit it yet, but I know I'm going to start planning the party, because definitely by the time the party takes place, we will have hit it, so at the rate we're going. So I want to take care of all that. And thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And as always, thanks to you, Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com, for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.